Welcome, everyone. This session is the marketing of you. If that is what you're here for, you're in the right place. I'm Christian Michael. I'm part of Google's VetNet network and excited to be introducing this session and Corey Boatwright. Corey is with LinkedIn, and he himself is an Air Force veteran, and he's been dedicated to empowering veterans and military spouses in their careers. And as a leader in LinkedIn's military and veteran programs and partnerships, he works with nonprofits, government organizations, and industry leaders to break down barriers and create meaningful opportunities for the military community. And previously, he built LinkedIn's military and veteran recruiting programs, ensuring that military talent had direct pathways into careers at LinkedIn. So we're excited to have Corey for this session, all on the marketing of you. So let's turn things over to Corey. Corey, welcome.
Awesome. Thanks, Christian. I appreciate it. Hey, folks. Thanks for joining me today. This is one of my very favorite sessions to provide is this overview of LinkedIn and the marketing of you, because LinkedIn is an extremely powerful tool, and I want to show you how you can use it to connect to opportunity. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. It's going to be a little bit untraditional in that I'm going to have a PowerPoint presentation up, but I'm not going to go into presentation mode. And what that allows me to do is show you some slides and then do some demonstrations. And I think that really kind of drives home the point that we're making here. So I'm going to start off, share my entire screen. So it might be a little bit jarring at first, but there we go. So the marketing of you, LinkedIn for the military community. So what I've done is I've curated this session to be specific to the military community and really showing you why LinkedIn is a very powerful tool. So a little bit about me. I served 6 years in the Air Force. I got out in 2011 and then went to school and then got a job. I used LinkedIn to get into school. I used LinkedIn to get an internship and then LinkedIn to get my first job, my second job. And then I used LinkedIn to get my job at LinkedIn. And so really what I want to share with you all today, my hope for you is you understanding how to use this tool to not only market yourself, but make yourself discoverable to people who have opportunity. And we're going to talk about that here in just a little bit, here in just a minute. So today we're going to talk about optimizing your LinkedIn profile. So we're going to go over some LinkedIn profile fundamentals. Maybe you've seen this before. Maybe you've seen me speak before. Maybe you saw this in TAP class. But we're going to talk about just the fundamentals of what you need to have on your LinkedIn profile to be successful. We're also going to talk about strategic job search, some really exciting things I can share with you on that. We just launched earlier this month some new AI-driven job search tools, so check that out. And then also targeted networking. So like, how can you use LinkedIn to really reach out to the people that will help provide you maybe a foot in the door of your target company? So we're going to talk a little bit more about that. One of the bigger takeaways that I want you to remember, you know, jot this down. All right, visit it right now. Go to linkedin.com/military and get connected to a free year of LinkedIn Premium. So LinkedIn Premium comes with a whole suite of tools that you can leverage. A lot of them you're going to see in this presentation today, but also you're going to get access to things like LinkedIn Learning and the interview prep tool and just all these other tools that you can use when you're looking to connect to opportunity. So make sure you head over to linkedin.com/military and get your free premium code. We've got offers for active duty. We've got an offer for veterans, and then we have an offer for military spouses. So head over there and go ahead and get that. Should take you just a couple minutes to sign up. All right. So the question I often get from military folks, especially people that are transitioning, is like, why should I be on LinkedIn? And so I really want to express how important it is to be on LinkedIn, because LinkedIn is the opportunity marketplace. So I like to break it down in two ways. On one part of that marketplace are folks who are looking for opportunities. So job seekers. Many of you on this call are probably job seekers, or you're looking for opportunity, or maybe you're not looking for an opportunity, but you're maybe open to new opportunities. So that's one part of the marketplace. On the other part of the marketplace our employers, recruiters, hiring managers, small businesses, they're looking to find and hire talent. So those people have opportunities and they're looking to give those to somebody and have somebody basically help them do what it is, whatever that they do. So we've got the job seekers on one side looking for opportunity, and we have the employers on the other side, organizations that have opportunity. And LinkedIn is really this matching mechanism that helps, you know, connect this opportunity marketplace. Last year, we went over 1 billion members globally. So it's a lot of people that have opportunity, knowledge, skills, and stuff like that that you can tap into, but you have to be on LinkedIn. And then the more that your LinkedIn profile is built, the more chances that you have to connect into opportunity, the more opportunity that's going to come your way. So 1 billion members, over 60 million companies and organizations on LinkedIn. That's a ton of institutions and organizations out there that you can connect with or learn more about and as you start to explore what's out there. So lots of companies are using LinkedIn, and we'll get into that a little bit more here in a second, to find and hire talent. So lots of organizations here. 5 million jobs in the United States are open currently. Might be a little bit more than that since the last time I looked, but that's a lot of opportunity to tap into. It's employers signaling out to the marketplace like, hey, I've got opportunities, come and check them out. The new AI tool that I'm going to demonstrate for you too is also going to help narrow that amount of jobs down into a much more manageable opportunities for you. That's going to be more specific to you because 5 million, that's a lot. So we want to make sure that you can use that and find the roles that you really want to do next. 180 connections made every second. So lots of people are reaching out to each other, connecting. Maybe it's an old colleague, maybe it's a family member, maybe it's a friend, but lots of connections happening all the time on LinkedIn. And then 6 members hired every minute. So people that are applying through LinkedIn and getting connected opportunity, that continues to rise. I actually think that number is upwards of 7 to 8 now. And so here, just kind of an overview of what LinkedIn is and just kind of all the stuff that's happening in the opportunity marketplace that LinkedIn provides. So one thing to take away from this is, you know, 9 out of 10 employers are using LinkedIn during the hiring process. And that can happen in a couple of ways. One, they're purchasing LinkedIn products to find and hire talent. There's a tool called LinkedIn Recruiter. So it's a tool that we sell to employers for their recruiters to use to find and hire talent. I'm actually going to demo that for you today so you can kind of see and drive, so I can drive home the tips that I have for you so you can actually see it in real time why it's important. But also they're using LinkedIn to share information about candidates. So oftentimes we think of a resume, talk about that here in just a second, but oftentimes they're not sharing the resume with, say, a hiring manager or maybe another recruiter or somebody that has opportunity. They tend to share people's LinkedIn URL, and so that the person can go and view it and get to know a little bit more about the candidate that they're considering. So you have to have a LinkedIn profile really to even participate in that opportunity marketplace. And that leads me to my next point. What's the difference between a profile and a resume? So a resume is a great tool. It's a tool that you absolutely need. We're told to make them in TAP class, and we're told to make them afterwards and update them and all that stuff. That's absolutely true. You're going to need a resume. Still to this day, when you're applying for a job, oftentimes it just asks you to upload your resume. You're going to need to continue to do that. But how does it then, you know, why do you need a LinkedIn profile? And a LinkedIn profile, one, is essentially your digital resume. And why it's different is that it's always on. So when you use your resume, you upload it to a job. A recruiter may look at it, they may not. If they look at it and, you know, you're a great fit for the role, that's very serendipitous. That's why that doesn't happen too often. That's why you hear people really, like, I applied to 100 jobs and I didn't hear anything back. The resume only has like so much traction it can provide. Let's just say that in this scenario that your recruiter looks at your resume and they're like, you're not quite the fit that we were looking for. So maybe they give it to a hiring manager, maybe they give it to another recruiter, but that's about it. Other than that, there's not going to be a whole lot of traction with your resume alone. But your LinkedIn profile is online and it's discoverable. So recruiters use LinkedIn to find folks that fit the profile for the job that they have open, and they can discover you at any time of the day. And so the more that you build out your profile, the more that you can be discovered for opportunities. And so that's what's really like markedly different about your profile and your resume. Your resume is really active. Like, you have to do something with it and hope that it leads to an outcome. Your profile, with it being always on, after you spent some time to really thoughtfully build it out, opportunity can come across your profile all the time, and you never know what's gonna come your way. And I'm gonna talk to you a little bit more about that here in just a minute, on ways that you can basically signal out to the marketplace that you're open to a conversation about an opportunity, because you never know what might be coming your way. So let's go ahead and get started into the LinkedIn fundamentals. And that's really about just building out the key parts of your profile in order to help attract that opportunity to you. We're going to talk about taking a great photo. We're going to talk about writing a clear headline. We're also going to talk about writing a compelling summary or about me section. You'll see that here in just a minute. Your experience areas, you really want to have that built out. And I'll show you some like hacks to that. And then adding your skills. Absolutely want to make sure that you're adding your skills to your LinkedIn profile. All right, let's get started with taking a great photo. So you see here this photo of this woman. It's head to shoulders. That's how you want to think about your LinkedIn profile, is just it being like a warm, welcoming smile, and it only being like head to shoulders and a neutral background. You don't need to have a professional photo taken. You can just use, you know, have somebody take a photo, stand up against the wall, kind of like this right here that I have behind me, and have somebody snap a photo with your smartphone, and you'll be good to go. Things you want to avoid are, if you're in your photo, you have like your military uniform on, or you use your military bio photo, you probably want to avoid doing that, because it feels like, one, you're still in the military and that's where you want to remain, or it feels like you're applying for jobs that the military is relevant. It has a different branding to it, and something that you want to be aware of. You want it to be intentional on what your profile photo says about you. So let me, like a good example would be, if you're going to be applying for jobs, say in consulting or finance, you're probably going to want your profile photo to be like slightly more formal. So maybe what you're wearing is a little bit more formal than, say, if you're going to be applying for, a sports team, or you're going to be working in tech or something like that. You can dress a little bit more informally. The thing that I just tell people is try to dress about 25% nicer than what you would expect people to typically work in that office. That just means that when recruiters come to your profile, they can kind of envision you in that space. In banking and finance, you probably don't want to have a profile photo where you're in a hoodie like I am right now. And so you want to think about what that photo is saying about you from a branding perspective, just to kind of make it feel like it's more illustrative of who you are as a professional and where you want to go. So having a profile photo, very important. If you don't have a profile photo at all, it's just like a gray silhouette of a person, that you definitely don't want to have, because that makes the account feel dormant, and recruiters are unlikely to look at your profile if your profile photo is missing, because it does make it feel like it's dormant, and it makes it feel like if they waste their time looking at your profile and reaching out, that you're probably not going to reach back out to them, because it looks like you might be inactive. Accounts that have profile photos, they get 21 times more views, so more people look at their profile, and 9 times more connection requests. That's a lot more opportunity going their way just with a profile photo. One more point about the recruiters. So recruiters, they pay for the opportunity to be able to reach out to you. So they purchase credits from LinkedIn. They use those credits when they reach out to you. If you respond back to them, so if they send you a message and you respond back to them, they get that credit back. So it reinforces them to basically not spam people, but also they are going to want to reach out to people that are going to, they're likely to respond back to them so they can get that credit back and reach out to more people. So really important to have your profile photo so that when recruiters do visit, they will stay, read your profile, and they're more likely to reach out. So something to think about. The next part is writing a clear headline. So if you look at your profile, it's your profile photo, then your name, and then there's a headline underneath that. I believe that's in both the desktop and on mobile. So a lot of times people are viewing profiles via mobile, especially when they're being introduced to somebody. And so having a clear headline is really important, and for people to extract really quickly who you are as a professional. Like, what is it that you do? So some things you want to avoid are terms like transitioning veteran, even student veteran, because that to a potential employer or someone with opportunity doesn't really tell them much about who you are as a professional, and they're not really sure what they can do with it. Because when people, recruiters or hiring managers and employers, when they're looking for talent, they're typically looking for something specific. So they're looking for a project manager, they're looking for a program manager, they're looking for an accountant. You know, they're looking for, could be, you know, somebody in video editing or AI or something like that. So you want to be able to, articulate what it is or who it is that you are as a professional. And maybe you're working towards that still. So who you're going to transition into as a professional. So maybe, in the military, you're a firefighter or, something like that. And then. You're going to get out. You want nothing to do with being a firefighter. You want to be an accountant. You want to make sure that you're building your profile for who you are as a professional today and or the professional that you will be shortly. Why that's important is that's going to help kind of attract the right opportunities to you, right? You know, if you're a firefighter in the military now and you maintain your profile like that, even after you transition out, people that come to your profile or find you are going to find you as a firefighter. And that might not be the opportunities that you want. And so you have to optimize your profile to really signal the profession that you want to be. So something to think about on the headline. So what I'm going to do really quickly is I'm going to show you kind of the areas of what I'm talking about on my profile. So what we're seeing here now is just LinkedIn. If I logged into LinkedIn, it automatically goes to my feed. And when I want to make any changes, I just go to view my profile, and then it just shows up with my profile here. So like I said, it's got your profile photo, and then it's got my name, and then it has this like headline right here. So it's actually, you could make it pretty lengthy. So things I recommend is putting in, whatever your professional identity is. If your title is important, then I would put that there. So for instance, like being the head of military and veteran programs at LinkedIn, like people search for me specifically. So I have that as my title. And then I have basically some information about my professional experience and then some of my core skills that I think are really important for people to understand. So you can do that as well, adding like what your professional identity is, and then you can add some of your core skills. That's also going to help, because what you'll see here in a moment is that this part of your profile is more heavily weighted in the search results for a recruiter, and this will help you get returned higher in the results. And I'll show you that here now. So this is LinkedIn Recruiter. This is the tool that we sell to businesses to find and hire talent. It's a very robust and detailed search filter. So remember, I told you that there's over 1 billion members on LinkedIn. How are they going to find and hire talent when there's that many people to sift through? Well, they use LinkedIn Recruiter to do that. And so I'm going to demonstrate here what a typical recruiter is going to do on LinkedIn Recruiter, and then how it starts to show military talent throughout the process. All right, so job titles, I'm just gonna pick one. I'm gonna do program manager. Let's see here, program And then I'm going to do project manager. And so that's all I'm doing from this standpoint right now. And what you can see is that LinkedIn is basically searching through all those profiles and it's returning this set of folks. So obviously it's returning 15 million people. That's a lot. Recruiter's not going to go through all those people. But what I want to highlight for you right now is see how this person has senior project manager bolded on their, this is their headline. So this is pulling from their LinkedIn profile and senior project manager is bolded on their headline. That is signaling to the recruiter, me, that, hey, this person fits the criteria so far that you have for the job that you're looking for. And then it come down here is their experience. You see project manager, senior project manager. The reason why you're seeing that is because LinkedIn is a very robust, LinkedIn recruiters are very robust keyword search engine. And so it's looking for program manager and project manager all throughout all the profiles. And this is who it's returning. Now, we can narrow this down as they would. So I'm just going to do the San Francisco Bay Area. And then I'm also going to do some, just some skills that are tend to have if you're a project or a program manager. So obviously project management. I'm going to do program management. I'm also going to do leadership. So typically a recruiter would add, I mean, anywhere from 15 to 20 skills that they feel that the role really for somebody to be successful in that role would have. And so I'm just adding a few of those so that we can kind of lean into that. So I'll just start with that. Project management, program management, leadership. And I just want to highlight to you again is that it's basically bolding program manager in this person's headline, and then program manager, program manager, program management all throughout her profile. And it just kind of keeps on going. So what it's basically signaling to me is like, this person's a really good match based off of the criteria that you put in here. I put San Francisco Bay Area. She's from San Francisco Bay Area. And then it has the skills match. Project management, program management, leadership, which are the three things that I list in here. So this is really just to demonstrate that the best practices that I'm sharing with you, why it is that these are really important. And so you can kind of see here that making sure that you're adding like your professional identity throughout is really going to be helpful. All right, so that's the headline. We're going to continue that theme into the next phase, which is your about me section or your summary section. So for my profile, if you kind of go down here, it says about, and then you just click on the little pencil and you add some information about yourself. Now, if you take advantage of that LinkedIn premium offering I talked about earlier at linkedin.com/military, you'll get premium AI tools where you can basically write something and then it'll help you write out your about me section. Now, this is really helpful because it'll make suggestions about using keyword searches based on your profile, keywords based on your profile that will help you show up in the searches more. So for instance, here, what I would do if I was trying to signal to the opportunity marketplace that I'm a project manager or program manager, I would make sure that I have this in my about me section throughout. The more words and the more information you provide, the more opportunities that you have to be found by a recruiter. So just, you know, don't be conservative on how much information you put in here. Put as much as you possibly can, assuming that that information is true and it's relevant. So go ahead and put that in here. Share your professional journey. You know, I was in the Air Force for 6 years. I did this, I did that. I transitioned out. This is what I've been doing. And this is, you know, this is what I'm looking to continue to do, or this is what I'm looking to do next. And so that really helps add some texture to your candidacy that you just can't get in a resume, and really helps more people who are viewing your profile better understand who you are as a professional and where you're headed. So definitely make sure that you're completing this about me section and then adding you know, just giving some color to who, you know, your professional journey. All right. From there, you're going to go down to your experience area, and we're going to really, this is where you'll really start to see where identifying what it is that you want to do next is going to be very important. So here in your experience area, you've got you're able to add your title. So again, you know, here you could be program manager or project manager or whatnot, and then add it into this part here where you can really add a lot more information about what you did at that place. So here it's just, you know, a blurb about your day-to-day tasks, but also you can add, you know, some bullets about, you know, what you've accomplished, like action impact. You've probably done this with your military evaluations. You probably have it in your resume now. I mean, literally you could take the stuff that's in your resume and copy and paste it in here, and that adds a little bit of continuity between your LinkedIn and your resume. The nice thing about your LinkedIn profile is you can add a lot more bullets if you want to, because you just have more room, right? Like going in with a 3-4 page resume is just probably not a good approach. So here you can kind of dive into or add more details about your experience. But what I want to show you is that as you go down to other roles that I had, is that I put relevant skills, and then I've just listed the relevant skills that I use on a day-to-day in the day-to-day, you know, for this role. So essentially, I'm just adding in like, hey, these are the things that I used all the time for this role, so that it basically shows what skills I was leveraging for this role. You can actually see it here. LinkedIn has added the functionality where you can essentially do what I'm doing here, but it doesn't hurt to add it like this as well, because again, it's going to help return you in the results of this recruiter search. So let's go under her profile, and I'll start to show you how this is showing up. So see how this is highlighted in blue? This is her about me section. And it's basically signaling to me like, hey, look, she's talking about program management here. It's in her title, and then so on and so forth. So you'll start to see as you go through the profile that it's been highlighted out. Here she's got it in one of her bullets. That's helpful. And I'll tell you why that's helpful. If you're going for a role and I'm going for a role, and say we're going for a role in program management, and a recruiter searches for us, and all things being the same, if you have program management in your profile 20 times and I have it in my profile 15 times, you're going to be higher in the rankings than I am, because LinkedIn's algorithm is going to make an assumption that you're just a better match based off of how many times that keyword has shown up on your profile versus it showing up on mine. Now, I might be very close to you in the rankings, but this is a way to really help make sure that you're being found depending on what your skill set is. So make sure that you put that skill set wherever you possibly can, and without overdoing it, but wherever you possibly can where it makes sense. So again, I was doing that, or I do that by adding the relevant skills here. And then also you can apply different skills. You can assign different skills to different roles. So these are just ways that you can keep making sure that your skills are being found via the recruiter tool. All right. So that's the experience area. One thing that I really want to draw your attention to is making sure that the organization that you work for is showing up on your experience area. And so oftentimes what happens with military folks is they might put like their unit. So for instance, I was in the Air Force, but also I was assigned to the 1st Combat Camera Squadron in the Air Force. So the unit, 10 military units tend to not be on LinkedIn, it's the branches. And so you really wanna make sure that you're using the military branches, because that's gonna help you get caught up in the next thing I'm going to show you. If you don't, if it's this gray silhouette of a building, it's not reflecting your military experience. And that would kind of suck, because you won't be able to participate in the next thing that LinkedIn has built in order to help bring opportunities to the military community. You want it to show the military branch's logo. So here we've got the US Army, because we're the military branch is being called out versus the actual unit. And so why is that important in yours? So like right here, I've got Air Force, but this is important because if I get out of here, and just to recap, we're looking for a program manager and a project manager in the San Francisco Bay Area that has project management, program management, and leadership skills. All right. Now, employers have the opportunity to use this military veterans filter. And essentially, what that's going to do is it's going to weed out. Right now, we have 180,000 people that currently meet the search criteria. No way that they're going through all those profiles. But if they use the military veterans filter and they hit that, that's going to drastically reduce those search results. Now it's, you know, 3K. That's still a lot. But you get the point is that now it's basically just returning all people that have military experience. And so this is a really great way to, you know, to basically be found by employers by making sure that your military experience is reflected correctly in your LinkedIn profile. And so it's the military branches, it's also military schools and stuff like that, that is using this filter, but really helping kind of draw attention to the military community. You want to be able to participate in that by having your military experience correctly reflected here. Okay. Next, so adding your education, licenses, and certifications. So as you continue to go down on your profile, you're going to want to add all of this information about your schooling and stuff like that. My call out here is if the education or the certification or license or what is not relevant anymore, it's okay to leave it off. So an example would be, let's see here. So let's go back to the firefighter example. Say, you know, you're a firefighter in the military and you have maybe you're an EMT, something like that. And maybe you have a license, maybe you have a certification that you got while you were in. But you don't want to do either of those things when you get out. And so I think it's okay to leave that stuff off your profile because that's the type of thing that's going to attract opportunity for that specific certification or that specific role. And if you're not in the market for that to do that next, then you're going to be attracting the wrong attention or the wrong opportunities. You want to instead be reflecting your education, licenses, certifications that are relevant to the professional that you are or want to continue to be, or the professional you want to be next. And so same thing as with your experience area, adding the education, license, and certifications, and then adding in maybe like the courses that you took, the organizations that you were involved with, anything in there that would help kind of give more information about the role. So let's say that you went to school for software engineering, or you went to a coding boot camp or something like that, and then it would be, you know, very valuable to put in there, say if you took courses on AI or whatnot. Any of that stuff is really going to help draw attention to you, because again, that recruiter pool is going to search your entire LinkedIn profile. So don't just add like one little blurb about your license or certification. Really take the opportunity to fill out all the fields that LinkedIn is providing, because that's just going to continue to draw a lot more attention towards your profile. And then you can include your volunteer experience too. Same thing as your experience area. Add as much information as you can. The way that I would use this is if you're trying to really signal that you have a skill set that maybe you're just starting to evolve. So going back to the EMT or the firefighter, you don't want to do that anymore, and now you want to be an accountant or you're in some sort of finance role or something like that. Maybe you volunteered for a local nonprofit and you were the treasurer or something like that. Put that on here and then share about what you did. That's going to help demonstrate that you have some exposure or you have some experience with this particular career field that maybe you didn't get in the military. So any way that you can kind of add any organizations that you've been involved with or anything like that, you know, absolutely add it in here, and then really, help yourself and essentially the, you know, signaling to the market. Yeah, I've not a complete newbie at this. I've got some experience in this, and I've honed some of these skills. Make sure that you're adding that here. Okay. Now, skills is really, really important. So if you go to the bottom of your profile, there's a skills part right here, and you can add, well, now you can add more than 50 skills, which is great. But essentially, you want to add as many skills as you possibly can. So sometimes people are like, well, I only have a few skills. And I'm like, well, you probably have way more than you think that you do. And so really get in here and start to add those skills, because if you add something like, say, project management, LinkedIn will start to make suggestions on skills you likely have that are tangential. Like it might say, if you've got project management skills, then you probably have budget management skills. You probably have time management skills. You probably have, communication skills, stuff like that. And so very quickly, you'll be able to, you'll be able to add a lot more skills to your profile. And that's going to help, because that too, like we saw here in Recruiter, is it's basically highlighting down here the skills match. And so it's basically calling out, this is what the recruiter was looking for, project manager, program manager, and leadership. It's calling out, yep, there's a match on those three skills that are added to their skills section. So another very heavily weighted spot in the algorithms. You want to make sure that you're adding that into your skills into your profile. Now, along with that, you want to remove skills that are no longer relevant. You kind of want to scrub your profile of things that might attract folks to your profile. So a lot of times military people will have, one of the skills will be like military leadership, or it could be like combat arms or stuff like that, or just military. Like, you're probably going to want to remove that stuff if that's not relevant to what your role is next. You can, military leadership can just be leadership. Kind of think through, like, do I need that skill in there? Because again, it's valuable real estate, the list of skills that you can add, because it's not an infinite. So you want to make sure that you're adding the stuff that's relevant, because again, that's going to be attracting the right folks to your profile. But the more, the better. So think of that. Okay. I'm showing you a recruiter as we go through this, so we don't need to really talk about that. The next thing I want to do is talk about building your professional network. So how can you use LinkedIn in a very targeted way to basically find the right folks to help you get the foot in the door? So I'm going to show you that really quickly. So if you go into your LinkedIn profile, and you can simply just go into the search up here at top. And if you hit enter, it's going to pop in to this field where you can basically use these different search tools. So I'm just going to go to people, and I'm going to do all filters. Now, let's say that I'm looking to find a job at Google or Meta or wherever. Let's just do Google for now. I would basically go in here and I would do current company. I'd just hit Google, and then past company, I'd do US Army. Let's go Air Force. We're going to do Navy. And essentially what this is going to do is it's going to return people who work at Google now, and they previously worked in the military. So most likely veterans. And if you go show results, it's going to be a lot. There's a lot of military people that work at Google. So these are the types of people that you'd probably want to consider reaching out to if there was a role at Google that you were interested in. So we know based off of LinkedIn data that you're 10 times more likely to get hired if you get an employee referral or at least done an informational interview and you've learned more about the company. And so you can do that by reaching out to people who may be able to help you on your journey here. So this is showing a lot of veterans. If you can see, there's basically 100 plus pages of veterans that work at Google that were in those branches that I shared. That's way too many. So what I would do is I go to all filters and I'd go to title. Let's say that I'm looking for a program manager role at Google and I really want to find a veteran that's working in that so I can reach out to them for an informational interview. And so I'm just going to put in this title, program manager, and I'm going to show the results. All right, so still lots of people left, but you're starting to get the point of how to basically use this to be able to find people who may be able to, you know, you may want to consider reaching out to for a little informational interview or to eventually ask for a referral. I wouldn't ask for a referral immediately, but maybe ask for a little bit of their time to learn more about Google, maybe learn a little bit about the interview process. And then, you know, if you wish, maybe for a referral. I highly recommend that you have the role picked out and not send somebody a message that's like, hey, I'd really like to work at Google. Can you help me? Or, you know, please look at my LinkedIn profile and let me know if there's a job that's would be a good fit for me. Like, don't put the work on the person that you're asking the favor for. Do all that work and then essentially share it with them. And who knows, if you're looking for a program manager role at Google and you find a program manager at Google to talk to, there's, you know, a chance that person's with a hiring manager or they're on the team that's hiring or they know people that are on the team that is hiring. So it's, you know, worth kind of going through this exercise to really target that networking and getting yourself on an employer referral. Now, you can use the same thing to look up, you know, previous colleagues that you worked with in the military and seeing like what they did after they got out. You know, connect with them, send them a note, and you know, refresh their memory. Like, hey, we served together in Korea, and whatnot. Would love to connect and catch up or whatnot. If you're just going to be reaching out to people, and you know, maybe you don't have a connection with them, you can basically just send them you can send them a message. And then if you have the premium tool, you can also use that to help you like craft messages and stuff like that. So something to really think about when you're reaching out and doing some targeted networking. Okay. So the last thing that I really want to show you on this piece is around the LinkedIn jobs. So finding a job that you really want is difficult, right? So there's a lot of opportunities out there. Like, how do you narrow it down? I'm going to show you how to do that fairly quickly. So if you go to the jobs tab here, there's a couple of things that you can do. Is that the first is essentially in this filter right here. I'm actually going to clear the last one I had. You can narrow down all the opportunities for jobs by allowing LinkedIn's AI functionality to find the jobs for you. So I'm just gonna make this up. I have no idea what this is gonna return. I'm gonna say, I'm looking for a project manager role for a nonprofit in the San Francisco Bay Area in the sports industry. Let's just do that. So let's see here. Let's do like a project management role. So I'm putting in, I'm looking for a project manager role for a nonprofit in the in the sports industry. Let's see what this returns. So it's returning some roles that are in the San Francisco Bay Area. Like, we got one for the 49ers. And it's basically meeting that criteria. So project manager role or like program type management role, they're very similar for a nonprofit in the San Francisco Bay Area in the sports industry. Like, the functionality, search functionality for jobs just hasn't been that targeted before. It used to be you just put in a title, so project manager, and then you would put in a city, and then it would basically return a ton of results. Like, even this one returned 1,000+ results. And so you can even get more targeted with that. So, like, I'm actually going to see if I can see this, the sports industry. And I'm going to say, like, using my military skills and see if that changes anything. So, like, that narrowed it. No, it didn't really narrow it down much. Looks like maybe it didn't pull anything from that perspective, anything new. So maybe that's not the right question to ask or, comment to put in here. But essentially, you get the point, is that you can kind of play around with this and really essentially find your priority stack. So what is it that's important to you? You want a project management role. You want it to be in the San Francisco Bay Area. You want it to be a nonprofit and so on and so forth. And you want to be leveraging certain skills. That's going to really help you find jobs that are going to be a good fit for you. As you can see here, part of premium is this thing called job match. And so what this is doing is it's signaling to you whether or not you're a good fit for that role. And so you can hit this again, this is from premium. So get your premium code. If you hit show match details, that will essentially start to look through the job description and your LinkedIn profile, and it's going to pull out the areas that match, and any area in here that it doesn't see, it's going to call those out too. So this is great because it's going to tell you, hey, we're not seeing this piece. Maybe you have this experience, and if so, get it into your profile. And if not, maybe you go take a trip over to LinkedIn Learning and take a course to familiarize yourself with that skill, or in some other, some other way you try to acquire that skill. That's super helpful. Also, it's got information on who you could reach out to in terms of learning more about this thing. Oftentimes it's the hiring manager, or it could be even the recruiter, and so on and so forth. So you can continue to kind of evolve this as you're like, okay, great, this is actually the role that I'm really excited about. Help me tailor my resume. You can basically use this to upload your resume. It'll help tailor your resume for the specific role, which is something that you really want to do, because I highly recommend that you not kind of do the spray and pray method, which is where you're just going to apply to 100 jobs and hope to hell you hear back. That's not a good strategy. Like, apply to a handful that are similar, and do it really well. Like, optimize your resume, optimize your LinkedIn profile, and use these tools in order to really help yourself stand out. And then here you go. You got the AI tool that says, help me stand out. So if you click this, this is going to basically go through and pick out areas that are of particular relevance to from your experience to this role. And so what I love about this feature is, like, those are like the three things that you can consider being like your talking points when talking to a recruiter for a recruiter phone screen, or talking to a hiring manager, or putting that in your cover letter, which again, you can use LinkedIn to help you, craft that as well. And so instead of having to really do this, like LinkedIn's basically providing this, these first drafts to you to be able to consider, tweak it a little bit, and then go ahead and jump in here and apply for the role. All right. So the last thing I'm going to go over is actually there's going to be two things. Let's say that you do want to work at Google. You just go into the search bar and you can search for Google. I've already searched for it. So I'm just going to head over to Google And some things that are wise, if you have target companies in mind, is that you follow that company or follow a company for sure. And then if you go to the About Me section, you can actually signal to employers that, hey, I'm interested in working with you in the future. And if you hit I'm interested, and then you can create an alert if you want to. But essentially, you're signaling to Google that you want to work for them. It's you. It could be Adobe. It could be Facebook. It could be Northrop Grumman. That allows you to kind of signal to the recruiters, hey, I'd be interested in working here. So what that does, I'm actually going to click off the military one because we don't have enough folks in the filter. But going back to recruiter, if you see this element here, actually let's click this out. See that. Up at top is this spotlights piece, and this is not working right now, but essentially what this does is recruiters will use this to kind of narrow down the results that have been returned for them. Let's go back. I'm going to do, let's just see if there's a hit here. So it looks like that this little feature is not working right now, which is not great for a demo, but whatever. You're going to have to imagine it. Essentially, if you meet the criteria, so project manager with program management skills and leadership, and you're living in the San Francisco Bay Area or wherever it is that this recruiter is looking, and you've also signaled to the company, like by following them or saying like, hey, I want to work for this company in the future, you're going to end up in this bucket. And this bucket's usually really, really, really small. And I'm talking like, you know, 2 to 8 people. I think the most I've ever seen was 12. And so I can just tell you that recruiters are absolutely going to look at those 12 people and consider them because they meet their criteria, they're active on LinkedIn, and also they've signaled to the organization that they're interested in the organization. Recruiters want to meet with people that are interested in their organization. So if you have target companies, this is a phenomenal way for you to go and signal to them that you want to work for them. Okay. And then I'm going to end with this because this is a powerful tool as well. If you go to these like 9 little squares up here and you can get access with your premium code, you get access to LinkedIn Learning. And so LinkedIn Learning is this platform that we have where there's, I think we're at probably around 25,000 professional courses that you can view. So come here and you can learn anything from like PowerPoint, basics to advanced PowerPoint or Excel. Like if you're looking to work in Excel and you're not familiar with that too much, you can start from beginner expert in Excel, all kinds of different things. There's also courses on like how to have a conversation with a difficult colleague, all kinds of stuff. I highly recommend checking it out. We have a whole suite of AI courses and all kinds of other things that you can check out as well. But what's neat about this is that you can go to this AI powered coaching, and let's just say that you are looking to practice, you can role play interview questions, you know, in like the comfort of your own place without doing like an informational interview. This will help you learn about your help you basically do a mock interview. You can like ask it all kinds of different things. So like find me a course on working with veterans, all these different things that'll help really track down what it is that you're trying to learn. This will help, the AI coaching will start to build out like a learning path and curate maybe a list of stuff that you would want to learn. So for instance, if you were looking to get into business development, or maybe you're still looking to get into project management or whatnot, this is a great way to do that. This will help curate a path of courses for you to consider taking in order to learn more about that. Okay. So I know that's a ton. I get it. Do me a favor if you have questions or whatnot. Just reach out to me. I'm going to click over to my profile. You can take a look. It's just reach out to me on LinkedIn. You can do the search and find me. I'm pretty easy to find. That's my LinkedIn URL right there at the top. Feel free to connect, reach out with any questions. But with that, That's it. Thanks so much for joining today. I appreciate it. Hopefully you find success and opportunities on LinkedIn. Take care.
Thank you, Corey. Appreciate it. I may have been updating my LinkedIn profile at in real time there. So appreciate all of that. Really cool to see the back end and what the recruiter sees. I mean, really powerful stuff. So you know how to fine tune your profile for that job search. So appreciate all the pro tips there. And just like you mentioned, Corey, our next session is really focused on upskilling and being able to perhaps add some new skills to your LinkedIn profile. Our next session that's coming up right now is Learn with Google. And I'll be leading that session along with two of my colleagues. We'll be talking about some upskilling opportunities and specific to this topic that perhaps we're hearing about, generative AI, just a little thing, but we'll talk about it in the next session. But again, Corey, thank you so much for
absolutely. Thanks, Christian.
Information.
Yeah. Take care.